From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Patrick Treadway reading Tom Swift and the City of Gold, or Marvelous Adventures Underground, by Victor Appleton. Chapter 1. Wonderful News.
Letter for you, Tom Swift.
Ah, thanks, Mr. Wilson. This is the first mail I've had this week. You've been neglecting me. And the young inventor took the missive which the Shopton postman handed to him over the gate, against which Tom was leaning one fine, warm spring day.
Well, I get around as often as I can, Tom. You're not home a great deal, you know. When you're not off in your sky racer seeing how much you can beat the birds, you're either hunting elephants in Africa or diving down under the ocean or out in a diamond mine or some such out-of-the-way place as that. No wonder you don't get many letters. But that one looks as if it'd come quite a distance.
So it does, agreed Tom, looking closely at the stamp and postmark. What do you make out of it, Mr. Wilson? And then, just as many other persons do when getting a strange letter, instead of opening it to see from whom it has come, Tom tried to guess by looking at the handwriting and trying to decipher the faint postmark. What does that say? And the young inventor pointed to the black stamp.
Looks like Jube. No, that first letter's a K, I guess.
And Mr. Wilson turned it upside down, thinking that would help. I made it out a G, said Tom.
Oh, yes, so it is. A G, you're right. Gumbo Twamba. That's what it is, Gumba Twamba. I can make it out now, all right.
Well, where for the love of my old geography is Gumba Twamba? Asked the lad, with a laugh.
You got me, Tom. Must be in Sweden or Holland or some of those foreign countries. I don't...